WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Baseball on your radio tonight, 7:40 first pitch. Phillies versus White Sox. Jack Fritz has leading off tonight, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And a little Fred six before.
There you go.
I did forget about around the horn until the last segment. But.
Oh, yesterday. White Sox is a good around the horn team.
Yeah, good amount.
Good around the horn.
I would have struggled with that one.
With White Sox?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Jimmy one. Rollins?
No. Jimmy, yeah, J-Ro did play there. That's terrible.
I mean, Carlton.
Frank Thomas.
Yeah, I would have went Carlton Fisk.
Yeah, Carlton
Fisk. Well, I meant Steve Carlton.
Oh, you meant
yeah.
Well, a lot of Phillies' careers went to...
Well, that's where a lot of careers went to die.
Jeremy Burnett, did he end up playing for the White Sox? I think he did.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Jim Thome, also a Philly.
Jim Thome, yes. Why don't we get... Oh, by the way, the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you understand WIP management's decision? I don't like how this question was phrased. To postpone tennis today, or was it soft? 72.4% say it was soft. Speaking of soft, let's get to the top five at five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
By the way, real quick, Sir Anthony Dominguez has been traded.
Oh, wow.
To the Toronto Blue Jays.
Blue Jays are good.
He would have been someone that would have been fun to bring back, so that's a bit of a bummer. Yeah. But Sir Anthony, to the Phillies, not happening. But what is happening is the top five at five. And what I have for you today is things I didn't know until recently.
Hmm.
Starting at number five is that Spike Eskin is a traitor.
Oh, there it is.
You're wearing a White Sox hat today when the Phillies are playing the White Sox?
Can I tell you, it was an accident. I didn't even think of it. When I, because it doesn't say White Sox on it, it just says Southside on it.
Yeah, but in White Sox,
black
logo,
and white.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's
the
not,
S is White Sox.
Can I tell you? It is not a White Sox logo. It's just regular Gothic print, just like the Phillies hat I have like this. They're from the same collection.
That S is a Sox logo.
I'm just saying. That's not why I bought it.
I know. I agree with you. I'm with you on that.
I grabbed the hat. I didn't even think about it. I have tons and tons of hats of all different teams.
Got 1,000 hats.
And when I bought it,
who would have thought you would have pulled out the White Sox?
I know.
This week.
The funny part, that's how insignificant the White Sox are. I didn't remember they were playing them. And when I bought the hat, now when I buy it, before I was on the radio here, I would buy hats of any team because who cares what hat I'm wearing,
sure. Just
if I like the hat. Now I'm very careful that I have a cool Angels hat. Nobody cares I'm wearing an Angels hat.
Mm-hmm.
I pick harmless teams that nobody cares about. So I bought the White Sox one. When I bought the Phillies same style one, I'm like, this one's not going to matter. And Justin Morgenstein definitely sold me out to Jack because no way Jack would have noticed I was wearing this hat.
No.
I didn't really notice it. I saw somebody tweeted it. That you had a White Sox hat.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah. And I was like, it is a White Sox hat.
It's barely a White Sox hat.
Yeah, well, when I figured out the way that this show is going to trend today, I made sure I had it in the back pocket.
Okay. I was waiting for it, actually. Morgenstein said it to me before the show. I actually said it to Justin, and he said, I didn't even notice it was a White Sox.
Well, he did notice it because he came up to me after the first break and was like, I didn't want to make a big deal out of it.
He said it before the meeting, I told him. Oh, did he? Did he say it to you?
But I noticed it first.
Okay.
I said, I'll get to it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in the back pocket.
Okay.
Fourth thing I didn't realize until recently. Now, walk with me here. So, you guys ever drive like in remote areas where it's not solid yellow lines and it goes dotted line?
Yes, where you can pass.
Well, yes, that's what that means.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, did you guys know that if it's dotted on your side of the road, that means you can't pass?
No, that's wrong.
No, it's the opposite. It's
the whatever,
opposite.
The opposite. Yeah. I didn't realize there was a side that mattered at all.
Right.
Like, I thought you could just pass.
That's when it's dotted on both sides.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. So we were driving in upstate PA 2 weeks ago, and I was like, there's a cop behind me. And I was like, Joe, like, should I go past
you
here?
You know which way you wanted to go with
it. And she was like, you can't do that. That's illegal because it's on our side. The other side can pass. You cannot.
Yes.
And I said, I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you got the solid side on your side.
You almost did it with a cop behind you?
I thought it was legal to pass.
Oh,
let me tell you.
Could you imagine?
Cop gets CDC. There's a difference.
He might have arrested
you. I'm pulling over to the right to get the hell out of the way when there's a cop behind me.
Yeah, Jack.
You are trying to cross over in the damn median and go around.
Well, Joe's wondering how I passed my driver's permit test.
Exactly.
I did not know. I thought it was just like, I didn't realize like the side mattered.
Yes.
Yeah,
because if you're on one side, you could probably see further. The it's basically based on how far out you can see, which is why. And I can't believe, wow, could you imagine? That cop would have pulled you over and be like, you've been so mad at you.
Yeah.
What are you doing? That's what you would have got out of him.
And I watched so many videos on TikTok of cops pulling over people.
Oh, so
and the,
many.
And the arguing that goes and ensues back and forth.
Yes.
Well, and I also said
it's like a teaching reel for my kids not to do.
Yes.
Yeah. This is what we don't do.
Don't say that you're traveling, not driving.
I'm a sovereign citizen.
Don't say that you're a sovereign citizen. Don't say you don't have to show them your license.
Don't say I know the law.
No, be cool.
Yes, give your ID.
Give your ID, give your insurance, your registration.
Everything's fine.
Yes, sir, no, sir, sorry, sir, move on.
Move on.
Yep.
Well, because, and especially because I was up in that area. You can't get WIP up there. When I get pulled over here, I just turn the radio up.
Turn the radio up.
And just in case. I did pull that once.
Did
it work?
No.
Okay.
No, I made it a little too loud, you know. Just in case he was like, oh, what are you listening to? Like, hey, you know me? Didn't work. Didn't work.
You tried to, you know me.
I did. Shockingly, it didn't work.
Well, in Westchester, it worked for me.
It was in Westchester.
Oh, it was.
That's what made it equally as disappointing.
Yeah. That was showing it was a blow to the ego.
It was. Now, it was about 3 years ago.
Now you're starting to
risen.
Your name's in the show.
Well, you wrote a book.
Well, I was walking around Westchester before the pitching, and multiple cops were like, just throw strikes. Just throw strikes. I got the message.
And don't pass with a solid yellow.
Yeah. Didn't know that one until recently. The third thing I didn't know until recently, sir, it seems like people don't want everything to go on the air. I mean, seriously. People with a lot of ambulances around here about what I bring on the air.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think it's funny.
Is there something recently that happened?
Well, the J.J. Watt thing yesterday with Elliot.
Oh, was he unhappy?
It was funny. It was a funny thing to bring up. You guys are always like, not for air.
Yeah.
Take a chill pill. I got us.
Well, I don't know. We had something today that you were about to say that we specifically said in the meeting we weren't going to say today.
You get close, but you don't cross it.
You get very close.
Yeah, that's right.
He always does.
Yeah. That's right, because I like seeing how you guys react.
Well, my advice to anyone in Jack's life who is texting him or calling him or talking to him, if you are telling him something specifically that shouldn't be on the air...
Yeah, don't trust him.
Note that it shouldn't be on the air.
Yes.
Not for air. Not make him look at you and say not for air.
And I'll usually go, all right, I get it.
And then he'll do it anyway.
And then I'll probably find a way to try to get it in there anyway. The second thing I didn't know until recently is that... Everyone the Phillies could trade for is bad, apparently. No, there's no good player out there for them to trade for, and then every prospect, get rid of them as well.
Is this a Luis Robert?
No, it's every player. Yeah. Every player you bring up, it's like, well, are you any useful? Like, every player stinks. Just don't even make a trade. Every player, according to people, just stinks and isn't a good fit for this team, and also is not a needle mover.
Yeah, well.
Well.
The hard thing with baseball is, truthfully, nobody knows who any of these guys are. I mean, really, the guys on the other teams, and there's only two kinds of people I've realized in this world that follow baseball, at least around here, is there's the people who follow it in a psychotic way that will call up and list their five players they want to trade for that we've never heard of, like that know every player, every corner, and then there's the people who just follow the Phillies and don't know any of these players at all. There's no middle ground, because there's not enough... There's really like five or six star players in baseball, and beyond that, nobody knows who anybody else is. Baseball's
and games are on every night.
Yes. Baseball is truly the most local of all sports, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely more local than football.
Well, hockey is, too. I mean, I think hockey and baseball.
I don't even know hockey. I don't even know the players on the Flyers.
Well, I know. I think golf. For most people. We know Meech.
Yeah.
We know Meech.
Porter Marton.
Yeah, well, you know him because he's a Spartan.
Yeah. Spartan dog.
Spartan right. dog. Ooh. All right. But the number one thing I didn't know until recently is that apparently everyone that works here at the station and then everyone that listens to the station works outside for 8 hours a day and is the toughest person in America. Oh, my God. Everyone's such a warrior. And you all work in trucks and you all work in roofs. Every single person out there.
On roofs.
Whatever. While I am sympathetic for those that have been in that
Shouldn't
situation.
Be sympathetic. They like their good job.
I understand.
There you go. Empathetic. way.
I am. I don't really know the difference between those words, but like,
okay.
I feel for you. I just, I can't, the reaction, I work outside 100 hours a day. You can't play tennis.
Yes.
We get it. Everyone's tough. So I did 2-a-days in training camp in 150 degree weather. You're all, you
I didn't even bring that up.
Yep, yeah. You're right. You all walk to school, you know.
Well, we did walk to school.
Uphill both ways. I get it. You guys are all the toughest people in America. Congratulations.
Shut
I'm soft.
Up, you baby.
The uphill both ways is tough.
Yeah.
You can't go uphill both ways.
Yeah. I'm aware.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
Shut up, you baby. Shut up, you baby.
No.
Stop disrespecting our listeners.
I'm not disrespecting.
Our hard workers, too.
I understand.
By the way, all these guys got transition and portable radios.
Yes.
Listening.
Yes.
To us.
We respect them and like them. And
so
how about the people who took days off today or their lunch break who went over there?
You see, poor Bam was down there.
Yes, for 2 hours listening to kids play baseball.
Exactly.
With a. With a
cheerleader
outfit
on.
Jesus.
We needed a picture of that.
I'm sorry for saying
we needed a picture of that.
Apologies. Do you think he's really wearing a cheerleader outfit that says Team Fritz?
I hope he is. I'm mad somebody didn't take a picture of it.
I know.
Andy Boyle was down there. I wonder if he could tell me if he saw
Andy went down there too?
Yeah, with his son. I wonder
you said that. That was real.
Yes. That was a real thing. He texted me at noon. He said, are you guys playing tennis today? And I said, no. Didn't you? Here's a tweet. He's like, I don't have social media.
Wow. I guess we did not. I guess we didn't mention it.
Well, it's a shame because, you know, sometimes baseball games get postponed as well and people take off works to go to baseball games.
Yes, but that's not this because
it's sort of similar.
It's not.
Why not?
It's not. This is worse. This is worse.
Why?
They don't cancel baseball games because it's hot out. This hour is sponsored by Guida Doran Window, who in the heat was replacing my windows yesterday and today. Get 40% off all windows and doors with their big summer sale. Call Guida Doran Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you are on WIP.
My man Spike. Milk chocolate. Got you, baby. Hey, you better run to that car today, baby.
Know that's right.
You're going to melt in somebody's hand before you melt in somebody's mouth. Now I'm talking
all about right, all right, all
right. Hey, man. I ain't talked to y'all 3 days, 4 days. Come on now. I got to come on right now. Yourself right now, what's name wearing that daggone White Sox hat? How you don't know? Everybody know they don't wear blue and gray. What's name on Dallas Week? But you gonna pick a daggone hat?
Because it's not like Dallas Week. I got news for you. Nobody here cares about the White Sox. They're the worst team in baseball.
You suspect. I love you though. I love you.
All right, I love you too.
Hey man, what's name? I'ma be in Jackie Baby's favor. Some people just stand on the ground and they look up in the air in amazement. Why? Is somebody up there levitating, looking down on them. And that's where they at. They the guys on the ground saying, hey, it's a bird, it's a plane. You know, if they got captains back in the day, they wouldn't be gladiators. They would be wine pourers, and they would be fanning the Caesar. You can't expect an injury-prone guy who watches sports and get hurt. And Uncle Rico, Jackie Fritz, was saying who used to have a career in sports. You can't expect them to get out there, you know. Work in the heat about 10 hours a day, but 7.5-8 hours, I start to feel it. So what do you think they gonna feel like, Spike?
That is 7-8 hours. And the second thing is, then they shouldn't be talking about what great athletes they are.
Hey, prepared to play.
No, you weren't. Show me the text.
We were prepared to play, as shown in the text.
I believe I'm going to go with Jack because Jack, you said it a minute ago. I think Jack Whitney went along with it because he was babbling about tennis yesterday. He said he had something for us, but he was babbling. He had nobody to play with or nothing like that. That was yesterday or today. Jack need the extra time, man.
He's not going to practice, Yoshi.
Bro, what's
I'll saying, get out Jack, there this weekend.
Wherever you want to
definitely
go, I'll meet you, boy. I meet you. What's his name? I meet you. I got a couple rackets. Why I got a couple rackets, I don't know. My wife's grandma had some in the basement, and I kept them. So I can come down there. I got one for you, one for me. I got about one or two tennis balls. I'll practice with you, man. What's the name? So they can leave you alone about that. Like, come on, man. And real quick before I get out of here, look, a large blade, a small blade, a can opener, a bottle opener, scissors, corkscrew. I'm going to take my Swiss Army knife quarterback any day. No, I'm talking about Alec Reese.
Mm-hmm.
No,
oh, my goodness.
He ain't got the best arm. He ain't the fastest.
Bunch of dull blades.
Swiss Army knife, boy. All he do is win.
No matter what.
Yeah. Have to wonder how many quarterbacks could possibly win in this situation.
Come on, boy. Stop acting like that. We still champion September 4th, man. You better treat him like he a champion. You know, that's what he got on them guys you be naming. They ain't champions. They ain't even AFC champions.
Well, then, if everybody's a champion, why are they so worried about some dumb list on the internet?
Hey, I ain't worried about Jalen being top five. He's top five to me. What's that? But, hey, man, we got a dang on good quarterback who, right, one more time, all they do is win, no matter what. Come on, man. All right, we still riding down the street like two Detroit Pimp boys. You driving, I'm driving, no matter. We ain't got no seatbelts on now, boy. Listening to some Smokey or something. Now I'm talking about cruising. Love y'all, cats. Holla back, baby.
Oh, my God. I can't wait till the season starts. The season's got to start.
Did you say, let's go Cowboys?
No, I didn't. I did not say that. But I just, the season's got to start. The season's got to start. We just got to start the season. If all we care about is winning the Super Bowl, what the hell do we care about some idiot's list on the internet? I mean, for God's sakes.
Right. Yeah.
For God's sakes. What do we care about
this
the list?
This is the time of list, so everybody should be used to list.
Speaking of which, Mount Rushmore week is next week. Will Jalen be on it? You can submit your Mount Rushmore at 94WIP.com/Rushmore. Have you got, now I haven't really thought about my Mount Rushmores yet.
No.
Have you? Have you thought at all?
Of course.
Yeah?
A little too hot today.
Well, the thing with the Eagles.
The Eagles one is tough.
Yeah, because there's going to be some great players left off of that list.
Yes.
Only four.
Yes, as you've learned. Yeah. I'm reminding myself.
It's only four, right?
On Eagles Day, how many different people is Ike going to end up putting on his Mount Rushmore without taking somebody off?
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. All I have is Dalk right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think the locks are, Dawkins is a lock.
Yeah.
Is Reggie a lock?
Yes.
Okay.
Kelsey?
Do you think Kelsey's a lock?
I don't think Kelsey's a lock.
I think eventually Kelsey will be a lock again, but I don't know if he's a lock right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he's a lock. BG, these are the guys we're talking about. We're talking about Donovan, BG, Kelsey, Lane Johnson, Jalen Hurts, mm-hmm. Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
Those
are the modern guys.
Yeah, I don't think Shady's not going to get there. D-Jack's
no,
not going to get
it won't
there.
Be Mount Rushmore,
Westbrook, no. You know.
No.
So I think those are the. I think what we're really talking about. If we're saying we think Doc will be on there, we think Reggie will be on there. Then it comes down to Brandon Graham, Jason Kelsey, Lane Johnson. Jalen Hurts, right? And those are the ones.
Yeah, wow.
Fletcher Cox won't get voted on. Donovan.
No, because Fletcher's in that era with those other great guys and they're going to get more votes than he would. Five is an interesting one.
Yeah.
He's an interesting one because you know what? Reggie will get the respect of us older guys.
Yes.
I wonder how many young people will choose to put Reggie on the list, considering they may not even been born
when Reggie played
here.
And if we're doing the winning thing, he has, what, one playoff win as an Eagle?
Yeah. Yes.
One.
Yeah. That's what now, everybody's criteria is different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so you get Jalen on there because I think he will be on a lot of people's Mount Rushmore
He'll get
list.
A lot of votes.
Yeah.
He will get a lot of
Although
votes.
I think it's early for him to be a Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
I think by the time he's done, I think it'll be a no-brainer.
Yeah, for me, the Mount Rushmore thing is your career at this point established? Like, are you mm-hmm. like his career? He's only 5 years in.
Yeah,
you know. So, is there time? I guess this is my question. Is for me, it's like you can't play yourself off of it. I don't think Jalen Hurts will play himself off of it, but he could. There's enough time for him to play himself off of it, which is why it would be difficult for me at this point. Lane Johnson, he could be horrible this year.
He's been here long enough already.
He couldn't play himself off of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that is the thing for me.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one because now there's a quarterback. Well, you know what? Is there ever going to be a quarterback that we all universally agree on?
No.
I was about to say that, and then I was like, wait a minute. No, we don't. We don't all agree on that. So, yeah.
No, of course not.
So, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, he'll get a lot of votes from the Jalen fan club, but
yes.
I wonder how many people will be like, eh.
Not yet.
Give it a little bit more time. We do this Mount Rushmore in 5 years.
Yeah.
Then maybe, because then he'll have 10 years in.
Well, because the point to me is we're not putting it in stone, but that is the idea. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Jalen thing is dangerous, because, I don't know, maybe 2 years from now, he's pissed at Howie. He demands a trade. We're all mad at him. I'm not saying that's going to happen.
Right, I know what you're saying.
But it's hard to, you know, get somebody out of stone. So.
Yep.
Rory in Royersford. You're on WIP. What's up, Rory?
It's Roy.
Oh.
Rory.
Well, Rory, it says Rory on my thing there.
No, that's Jack.
That's all Jack. That's all good. Yeah. Anyway, first time, long time.
Yes, sir.
And, well, I just had two things. One, you guys could just play tomorrow, Jack. And
well, it's 100 degrees tomorrow, too.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Show up, prove they're the athletes, right?
Yeah, but look.
Then there's no question. Why not do it?
Roy, I'm on your side. Jack, if they
just get it done
if
tomorrow.
If they prepare, if will you play tomorrow?
Yeah, but again, we're not on the air.
Yeah, so.
To be able to react to it.
Just play.
That's fine. I would play tomorrow. I'm just saying. We're looking to maximize this shindig.
Okay.
I'm, you know, thinking
like
a boss.
Anyway, you go somewhere where you have plenty of internet access. Somebody could video it and stream it, right?
Yep.
Well, we tried it.
Well, if it happens next Wednesday, we could definitely be on the YouTube channel because the game, there's a Phillies game at like noon or something.
Oh, nice.
So we could do it at that point. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Well, the other thing is I'm excited for the Eagles season, and I'm just curious on your guys' take how the Dallas offense is going to match up against the Eagles defense with their
wideouts,
Dak supposedly healthy. And
are you a Cowboy fan? Totally,
oh, hell no.
Okay, all right.
Well, it'll be a good matchup coming out the gates. That group of wide receivers.
Slow.
Yeah, group of wide receivers. They brought over Miles Sanders with the kid from Denver, right? Javonte Williams.
Didn't they bring
Javonte Williams? Yeah, they got him there. Ferguson is a good tight end, underrated a little bit.
I mean, they should be able to put up points.
Yeah,
I mean, they put up points before Dak got
Dak's
hurt.
Healthy. He puts up points.
He does.
He does. He puts up points. The offense usually – it'll be a great test coming out early.
Yeah, and there's a tricky night too because, first of all, the teams in general are not super sharp in the beginning
of
the season. And then you have the emotion of the banner and the celebration.
Yep.
And that can either – like – if you start off hot, it works in your favor. If you start off a little cold, then all of a sudden you're coming down off of that, and you're a little bit lost. It's a weird game for the Eagles.
I wonder what the Eagles have planned for that night.
Oh, it should be awesome.
Right? Because, you know, we know it's the raising of the banner, but, you know, all the former Eagles are going to be in the house, all the Super Bowl 52 champions. A lot of them will be in the house.
Do you think wings are going to grow out of the stadium like they did out of the ring?
I wonder who's going to be the team captain for that night. It's going to be a big night. It is. It's going to be exciting. And you wonder if the players will be able to stay focused.
Yes, with all that excitement. What if the dome was two wings?
Ooh,
it probably would do
would
that.
Be cool, right?
They could kind of cover you up,
yeah,
two wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with it.
I just want to see the.
I didn't even know you were still there, Roy.
Yeah. Jones' face when they do raise that banner.
The Cowboys' face, yeah. Well,
wow.
I don't think they'll care.
Yeah. That's going to be good.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Will Micah be paid by then?
He'll
be paid the day of.
Yeah. I was going to say the day before.
Yeah, he's going to steal. Yeah, Jerry's going to steal the headlines.
Well, did you see what he said the other day about how the chants for CD were louder than the ones for Mikey the other day?
Did Jerry say that?
Yeah.
Because they were chanting, re-sign Micah or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said the chants for CeeDee Lamb were louder.
Yeah, last year.
Boy, I'm starting to become a fan of his,
to be honest with you. I'm telling you, he don't care, man.
You have to respect guys that just like do not care the way that Jerry Jones doesn't care.
Yep.
He doesn't care. Yeah, and he will pay Micah Parsons.
He will pay him.
The day before the season starts, and he'll pay him more than any other edge in football.
Yep.
Micah Parsons says now T.J. Watt got paid. Miles Garrett got paid. Who else got paid?
Crosby.
Sidney Crosby. Not Sidney Crosby.
Max.
Max Crosby got paid. Mm-hmm. Sidney Crosby's a hockey player. Max Crosby's a football player. And T.J. Watt got what? One more million than Miles Garrett.
Each person went up one more million. Somebody else got paid, too. It was four guys.
Can't remember the other guy.
I can't remember the other guy, but it went up four times. It went up to the last one was T.J.
And Hendrickson's still not paid, right?
He is not paid. Yep. He is not paid. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, do we really believe that Luka is skinny? I don't know if I do. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.